Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Onto the Cowboys defeating the Dragons 46-24. They open this game up and the Dragons are looking like, you know, what I loved about the Dragons game plan, very similar, similar-ish to what the Bulldogs did, and it's a tactic that most teams use, but certain teams use it better than others. It's just spinning it to the edges and just going, that left edge for the Cowboys was in all sorts the first 20 minutes. But the Cowboys actually remind me a little bit of the Broncos last year where they'll go, yeah, you just scored 14 on us or 10 or 12 or whatever. And then they just go, bang, 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 bang. Try. And you look up at the scoreboard and you go, oh, shit. Mm. Like, we're behind. We've been dominating most of the game and we're behind. A really good win from the Cowboys. I guess the concern for the Cowboys is the fact that they are leaking as many points as they're leaking. But at the end of the day, the main... you know, goal of winning, playing footy is to win, and that's what they're doing.
I love watching this team play footy.
Mate, when they get on a roll, it is unbelievable.
Have you ever seen a team that punishes teams more for a 7-tackle set? Like on the weekend, the Cowboys, the ball would go dead, they'd run to the 20. 15 seconds later, the Dragons were defending on their 20 and it's third tackle. You're going, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, what just happened?
We were just on the front foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on? Like, there was one play there where Lomax jumped up into the in-goals, had the ball, lost it. 40 seconds later, he's standing behind his own sticks watching them kick a goal.
Mate, it's actually mental.
And they only passed the ball about four times that entire set, but they just went bang, bang, bang. The momentum's crazy. Whenever you see Drinkwater jump into dummy half and get around, that's just what I love about their spine. You see Drinky jump into dummy half, he goes. Then Reece Robson gets there and Tom Dearden pushes him out of the way and then he goes. And they're just relentless. And they, like, to me in the first few weeks, they look like the fastest team.
Definitely the team with the best attack. Absolutely the team with the best attack. I mean, obviously, look at all their points they've scored. But they just pull you apart. Like, as you just said, like, one moment you're defending a normal hit up from a front rower. The next moment, it's been spun across the field and Drinky's stepping blokes, dropping people under, creating space for people, or Dearden's hitting the line hard. It's very, very exciting to watch. Very exciting to watch. And that's why the Cowboys are our early season edge. After being the only undefeated team to start the season, Musashi, they're the number one trusted sports nutrition brand and are experts in sports nutrition. Use code BLOKE35 to get 35% off Musashi products, excluding bundles. Join Musashi United to gain access. We've got some products here. Ooh, energy drinks. That'll pep you up, baby. Ooh. Electrolytes. Ooh, yeah. Feeling a bit dehydrated? There you go. They've got pre-workout. They've got proteins. Even if you're not, you know, going to the gym every week, every day or whatever, proteins are actually really good as a meal replacement. So you might feel you're feeling hungry. You have a protein. Gets rid of the hunger. Boom. Your calories aren't up. There you go. Nutritionist.
Rain's been tucking into a bit of his protein powder by the sound
of
things.
A lot of protein powder. Very strong, very explosive, and also farting on his dad. So use code BLOKE35, which is getting a pounding, guys. So make sure to hit the show notes. As I said, even if you're not a big gym junkie or, you know, athlete or whatever, these are really, really good for meal replacement. You know, for example, what I do is I like to have some a bit of a sweet after I always get a craving for sweets after dinner.
Yeah.
Instead, I just have a protein bar. Yep. Gets rid of the urge for sweets, but at the same time, I'm not smashing sugar down my body.
Yep.
But that's why the Cowboys, their early season edge, thanks to Musashi. Massive thank you to Musashi for partnering with Bloke. And you can join Musashi United to gain access to Musashi Performance Labs, access free nutrition training plans for your sport, exclusive content, and a lifetime discount on products. Holy! The link will be in the show notes. Let's get to some performances. Look, if you had to put Drinkwater or Teddy in Team of the Week, I wouldn't have argued with either one. I thought Drinkwater, the amount of opportunities, like his stats actually don't do him justice. So I know he's got a try and two try assists, but if you watch that game, the amount of opportunities he creates.
Every time.
Like nearly every time he runs the ball and you look at the defensive line, you're like, oh, it's all set. Nothing's happening here. And then his ability to ball play is just, it is truly next level. Even the first, I think it was the first try. So they have numbers and Dragons' defensive spacing was perfect. Zach Lomax was close enough to his center that if the center got on the outside, he could make the tackle. But he was also close enough to the winger that he could slide off if he needed to. So what does Drinky do? He fires an absolute rocket, knowing that he needs to cut amount, the amount of time Zach Lomax has to turn and chase. And he nails it, so much so that Zach Lomax is in the right spot, but they're working in a space of about half a meter where he just isn't going to have enough time to get to, and they score. Like little details like that. You know, Trell, incredible ball player. KP, you know, these guys are Reese Walsh. But I just think Scotty Drinkwater, his ability to nail that pretty regularly is something special.
Can't you just tell Scotty Drinkwater the confidence that he plays with? He has the total backing of his coach.
Yeah.
Just to play his natural game. And it sounds so simple and so obvious. But like, he's also got a lot of mistakes in him, Scotty Drinkwater.
But it's like you cop that. You go, yeah,
bloody oath you do.
Two or three mistakes, but he's going to create six or seven try-scoring opportunities a game.
But you got to remember, Toddy Payton's a rookie coach, essentially, coming in, was great the first, so he's never unpraised him, shit the bed the second year, comes in the third, and he's just backed all of them to play their natural games and just trying to bring the absolute best out of each and every player. I think Reece Robson's been unbelievable to start.
He's had a great start to the year, yeah.
He's been great. And even just, which is something that I thought that he lacked a little bit. Like, he's always just been tough as nails. But his ruck recognition and just picking and choosing his moments, like...
Yeah, three tries.
And, like some of the plays he's come up with that you see him call... Like, I think when they played the Dragons a couple of weeks ago, he noticed Sloan was in the line, so called the back rower to go straight at him in the front line.
You mean... When he played who a couple of weeks ago?
Played the Dragons, was it?
No, played Dragons on the weekend.
Sorry, who did they play week two?
Who did they play week two?
It was Knights.
Maybe I'm talking out my ass.
Maybe it was the weekend.
Who was the play that he there was a play a few weeks ago where there was the fullback who was defending in the front line and he looked at Nanai and just said, run the fucking overs, I'll put you one-on-one with him. And
That was Dolphins.
Dolphins, was it? Sorry, yeah. Dolphins. I just think his game is just becoming so well-rounded, Robson. And as a New South Wales fan, I'm looking at the Robson-Appy combo, super excited.
Yeah, and the good thing about, we talked about Mitch Kenny's, you know, really good defence. Reece Robson, great defence, and also... And I don't know if he did play it when he played Origin, but I do believe he has the body shape to play 13 if he has to. I do believe it.
He could handle it.
Yeah, I think he could. I really do think he could. Because he is quite a nuggety. You know, when you look at, looking at hookers, would he be the biggest hooker? I'd just say, like, when it comes to, like, nuggetiness, he'd probably be the biggest hooker in the comp, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be right up there. Yeah.
Well, who else would be?
If you take out Cheese, then yeah.
Yeah, you take out Cheese.
Yeah, probably.
Kenny's a bit of a nugget.
Yeah, I'd say he'd be bigger than Kenny.
Yeah.
As in, like, he might not be taller, but I think, like, thickness-wise.
Yeah. I find it really hard on TV to work out how...
big people are in that.
Especially hookers. Like, yeah. I said it a few weeks ago. When Appy came into the studio here the other day and he was a foot taller than me, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? This is wild.
He was wearing high heels, that's why.
Of course, yeah.
yeah, so really exciting for the Blues. And also, you know, we always go on about it, but he's Origin made. Like, he is a guy that would suit the Origin arena.
Just on Origin there, no, he's not in the extended squad they named at the start of the year, but Drinky.
Oh, I mean, don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Troy Sivan, get me started.
He's just got so much spark. We spoke about it a minute ago, but we're talking about they're probably the most bums on seats team in the comp at the moment. Mm. He's basically driving that. Every time he gets the pool, it's just a threat.
Yeah.
He'd be great in the Origin arena. Yeah. A couple of mistakes, as we kind of touched. He had three on the weekend, but you know, so what.
Well, you look at like Queensland, and I know you shouldn't be copying, but like Queensland have gone with like Reece Walsh, Kalyn Ponga, and maybe that's because we don't have another fullback that is similar to Teddy or Edwards. But the most similar to Reece Walsh and KP is Scotty Drinkwater. I guess the big question with Scotty Drinkwater is defensively, sometimes he can struggle, and so maybe that's what they're a little bit worried about. But when it comes to putting points on, there's an argument he made, you know, as I said, best ball players you've got, They're all probably equal. You've got Scotty, you've got Trell, KP, and Reece Walsh. I put them in the top tier. But like when it comes to form this year, I would say Scotty is just a little bit step above those guys. With his specifically when I'm talking about ball playing.
Man, that ball that he threw to Val, that was an absolute seed when he came down that edge. That was like Nate Cleary couldn't have done that better. You know, it was just perfect.
Drops on the. So normally you drop off under.
Yep.
He dummies the drop, but then throws back across his body inside like that.
Oh, there was that one too, but the one that he put Val Holmes through where it was just a face ball. You remember that one? It was perfect as well. But yeah, you're right. There was the other one where he just trusted Val on his inside.
Fuck.
He had some huge touches in that game. And there was a few that didn't go his way as well. That he could have ended up with four or five try assists in that game. He was everywhere.
He was so, so good. Val... really, really, really good game. Going to be nitpicky here, though. Defense at the start on that left edge was like diabolical. It was like, what's happening at the moment? Obviously, they sorted it out. But, I mean, this is what makes Val a champion, is that he's not going to go into his shell. He's going to rip and tear. This is Val's, and he's very lucky not to make team of the week. So he had a try assist, 247 meters, 107 post contact, 7 tackle breaks, 2 line break, a line break assist. Offload 13 tackles, only 2 misses.
Not bad.
I know you're not a big super coach guy, Kempe, but just to give you an example of like,
what am I?
Val Hunt, like Dom Young on the weekend had a blinder, right? He top scored with 150 in super coach.
I can't remember, whatever.
Of course you did. Val Holmes, he was on 8 after 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it was not looking good.
He finished on 144. Right. He blew it away in the last 60.
You know anyone that captained him on the weekend?
Thanks for coming.
You captained him?
Oh, you know I did, Kempe. Not as good as Dom Young, but I'm just doing my best out here.
Nah. Broken clocks right twice a day.
This clock always isn't, I'm telling you.
That's what makes him a champion. A little bit of struggled a little defensively at the start and just exploded into the game. And also bounced back from last week.
That's the major point too. I don't know how many centers in rugby league bounced back from last week.
It was the biggest Barry ever.
It was awful. Yeah. Like, and you know, they ended up winning the game in extra time, but he also missed a kick from a couple of foot to the right. Like,
he nearly lost the game.
He like, respectfully to Val, he did everything he possibly could to lose in the game last week. And in the first 20 minutes, you're sitting there going, "Oh God, here we go again." Yeah. And then he just goes, "Oh no, I'll just be a star again."
He's fucking so good, isn't he? Only still like 28 or 29. Like, he's actually not as old as we think. Feels like he's been around forever.
Mm.
Oh, bro.
28.
Was 2016 his debut year? Was that when he won with the Sharkies? Or was he playing?
Yeah, I think him. Or? Yeah, a few of the boys, I think, all debuted that year.
It was him and Jack Bird's debut.
Yeah, I think so.
Either that
year or the year before, he had maybe a few games.
So, no, he debuted in 2014, played 3 games, and then played a full season in 2015.
Okay, so 16 was essentially his second full year, really. Wow. So he's been around this is his 10th year in NRL and he's 28. Far out.
And like in the midst of that, he just popped over and played in the NFL.
Insane.
How long ago does that feel?
Yeah.
Far out. So Holmes, very unlike. The only reason why we didn't have him in team of the week was, I mean, kind of that first 20 minutes, but not really. It was more just because like Olam and Kiraz, the impact they had in teams that are struggling. Compared to, obviously, the Cowboys top of the table right now. I thought Chatty Townsend was really good as well.
Yeah, cops a lot of shit, Chad. He's having a good little season.
He is quietly but surely playing some good, solid rugby league.
Yeah.
Tommy Dearden, when does he not rip and tear? Does he even know how to not rip and tear?
Don't think so. Seriously. Thriving with captaincy too.
What's crazy as well, oh, my Siri just went off. That's weird. I didn't even have that activated. What's crazy is if you had have said the first... Getting hacked by the mainframe. The footy gods are after me. Uh-huh. So Taumalolo has only round one played 20 minutes, round three played 21 minutes. If you had a said, and this, and I think that, you know, it's a credit to Toddy Payton for turning the Cowboys around, because before he came they were struggling. If you had a said that the Cowboys with Taumalolo only playing 20 minutes can put on big scores, people would have laughed you out of the room and said, Taumalolo is the Cowboys and the Cowboys is Taumalolo. And for this team to do this well with him only playing 20 minutes shows you how well balanced the side and squad is now. Although I do want to see more Taumalolo on the field. Now, it's come out recently that he's dropped a lot of kilos to extend his, I guess, his ability to play because of his knee injury, I think, is cartilage or something like that. But yeah, if you can afford to put Jason Taumalolo on there for 21 minutes, that's bloody good balance.
Yep, do what you got to do, and I think it is full credit to Toddy Payton. The guy's coming off the pine. Like Griffin Neame was amazing, but I've been really impressed with Sammy McIntyre. He's been up at the Titans for the last couple of years. Hasn't really got too many opportunities. I've always thought he's a good player, and mate, he's been thrown into this side. He's a back rower who's been told to play in the middle, and I assume Todd's just said to him, mate, I just need you to go fucking hard. And he's gone, yep, good as goal.
Yeah.
He's tough, Sam McIntyre.
Yeah. And he, like, suits that Cowboys jersey. You know, he reminds me of, like, when 2015, some of those back rowers, forwards that were playing. Yeah, I think he's been great. But Griffin Neame, the big fella, he's been outstanding. He come on the field. And, like, he is, you know, I know he's not necessarily a rookie at this stage, but similar when you talk about the Broncos, you go, we need some of these bench forwards to really take a step up. And same with the Cowboys, with Taumalolo, you know, with that injury where he's going to have to manage it, they need Neame to, like, to step up and take a lot of that, you know, burden on his shoulders, and he absolutely is nailing it.
He's a Kiwi, isn't he?
He's a Kiwi, yeah. He stormed over, broke our hearts towards the end there in that, with that record loss.
Better than being a Maroon. We'll take it. Fine Fuiaki, mate, I think he had a HIA during this game, only played about 60-odd minutes, came back, scored a nice try. Looks like a very talented player to me.
That Fine Fuiaki is not bad. Griffin Neame, one try, 18 runs, 178 metres.
Nothing, sorry.
18 runs, 178 metres, 62 post contact, a tackle break, 19 tackles, zero misses, zero errors, Roo.
And a meat pie.
And a meat pie.
What a day out.
A pig's eye.
Yeah.
Justine for Fine Fuiaki. Something, please.
Justine. Justine for Yo. Remember, leave justice for Yo in the Penrith Panthers comments section. A club in crisis? I'm not going to say they are. But
sounds like you are.
I'm not going to say they are, but are they top five club crisis teams in the comp? Yes. Are they two, three, four, and five? No, they're number one. Club in crisis. Until they let Isaiah Yeo play the song he wants to play, please. Anyway, yeah, Cowboys looking red hot. I think if they sort out that defence, you just don't want to fall into the pattern of just going, you know what, we're just going to score four or five tries in a row. If they can sort that defence out, we're looking at a genuine premiership threat.
Can I give someone else a little shout out, mate?
Nope.
Fuck you, I'm going to go ahead. Labutt was ruled out of this game. Tom Chester named at centre, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I don't know about Tommy Chester at centre. God, I thought he played tough.
Yeah.
17 runs, 150 metres, 50 post contact.
And he looked like he was getting bounced around a bit, but he just kept turning up.
Kept coming back for more.
He must drink bloke beer. Beer for blokes to turn up. Dragons, let's get on to the Dragons. So what are we at? Just we went over 10, didn't we?
Yeah, closer to 20.
Oh, fuck. My God. Okay, on to the Dragons. Okay, I know they had that really poor performance last week. Good start. I know, disappointing loss for sure. They got smacked by the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, in my opinion, are a premiership threat. They're playing the way we know they can. I actually saw some really good signs from the Dragons. They just need to find more resilience, which is surprising because you'd think a Flano side would have resilience. But there are periods throughout the games where they play some really, really good footy. Look, I'm disappointed, obviously. They got smacked, essentially. But at the same time, from where they're at the start of the year, where they're wooden spoon favourites, to where they're at now, where they can go with the better teams in the Cowboys. I know eventually the score blew out. There's something there, in my opinion, with the Dragons. There really is something there. It's just that resilience. When things start to twist the other way, you could even argue similar to when the Broncos with the Panthers, when certain things didn't go their way and they just needed to play a bit smarter, the Dragons, I guess, on a bit of a lower tier than that, but when certain things aren't going their way, just got to either stick to it or just play a bit smarter and hang in the game a little bit better.
Yeah, I almost think that first 20 minutes came a little bit too easy to them. When Flano crossed in the 19th minute,
mate, they were decimating them.
They're all over them. Yeah, and like the reality is, they conceded 44 points in 48 minutes.
Fucking mental. Like, that's a complete capitulation.
That's a major capitulation.
And so that's where I'm like, there are signs of a good footy player there, but they need resilience.
And that's
a good
where,
footy team, sorry.
Like, you have a look at the week before, you know, they 38 minutes in, 38 points in 80 minutes. This was almost a point per minute for the last 50.
Yeah, which is, again, what's surprising is that if there's one thing that you thought Flano team would play like, it is a resilient, dogged side. I'm still holding out hope, though. I do think that there's something there. I think there's something there.
Oh, they're definitely in a better spot than what I thought they'd be in.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And I thought that even though they got played off the park, I still thought there were some individuals that played. Like, I've been very critical of him in the past, but I thought Sloan did pretty well. He's having a red hot crack. Like, at least I feel like he's in the game now.
Yeah.
Lomax is an absolute freak. A lot of rumours getting around about him going to other clubs. I'll tell you what, if Lomax lands at like a Parramatta, like the rumours are saying, stop the fight. He will absolutely murder it.
And he's exactly, like, if he can, as long as he plays like this, you know, doesn't, you know, go back to kind of like, oh, I'm the highlights guy with the flick and I'm going to be out there, which he can do. That's what his talent is. If he goes to Ills and plays like with this mentality of like, you know what, yes, I can be the highlights guy, but I'm also the guy that can take 25 carries, it genuinely might change their team.
And I was having a look at like Parramatta the other day and thinking about like a potential swap. Like, would you hand over Ryan Madison to get Lomax? I think I would. It's really? The one thing Parramatta are missing.
Yeah, Maddo's so fucking good for them off the bench, though.
100% he is, but they've got a few guys that can play a similar role to Maddo. They haven't got anyone like a Zach Lomax.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's hard because Maddo just come off a bloody good game, like good game, so it's hard to... Would you be patient with Blaze? Anyway, we'll get to the Eels chat. We'll get to the Eels chat.
Lomax on the Sting, though? Do we think that's his... I feel like he's better there than he was at center.
Because it gives him the opportunity to go in and take 20 runs. Yeah. You can't do that as a centre. Well, usually you can't do that.
I think eventually, like I think at the moment, Wingsy's his best spot. I do think long-term in his career, he'll end up back in the centres. I reckon and I reckon when he goes back there with a little bit more maturity, he's going to carve up there.
Yeah, pick his moments kind of thing. But yeah, I loved his attitude lately and getting through the work he's getting through. 142 metres, 51 post-contact, 2 tries, 3 tackle breaks, a line break, an offload, 6 tackles. But yeah, really the problem for them was just the grit through the middle. I do think that it just wasn't there. It just really was not there. When the game didn't go their way, they just completely crumbled. Positives, I thought Leilua has been quite good for him.
Yeah.
He's looking, you know, like he's got a point to prove, obviously against his old club. He played 80 minutes on the edge, 104 metres up with 9 runs, which is, you know, really good. 3 tackle breaks, a line break assist and offload, 30 tackles, only 1 miss. But it's just the, I guess you're seeing a side that has had such a rocky last few years that when they get into games where they just need to just hang in there and be gritty, they haven't done it as much, so they're not used to that environment. And I think that that's what we saw on the weekend with the Dragons.
Jesse Marschke, mate. I believe that was his debut.
Massive congratulations.
Tough little bugger.
Loves it.
There's something about those Marshy boys. They're just, yeah, I really like them. They're tough. He's the sort of guy that I'd be trying to find a spot for in this team. I don't know how you do it or where you fit it. Obviously, Jacob Little will return from his HIA, I assume, this week, but I'd be seriously considering having Jesse Marshy as my 14.
Mm. He would suit that role of being able to play quite a few different positions. Who is their 14 when Little is back?
Well, it's same guy it was this weekend, that Moorhuizen hooker.
Yeah.
I just think Marshy offers a little bit more. And man, when Jacob Little's going good, I want him to play big minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough call. Tough that – so Jesse comes in and starts rather than Connor, which is – that's different. You would assume it would be the other way around. Yep. He'd come onto the bench. Yeah, look, I think, as I said, sucks that they capitulated, but when you actually look at the stats, it just looks like a Cowboys team that will make you pay with one small error in defense. They're putting points on you. Like, yeah, as soon as you make an error, they're going to put points on you. In, or as soon as you make a misread, there's extra space. Because, like, when you look at the stats.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So basically, they completed relatively well, 81%, which is, they had 44% of possession, which isn't too bad. It's still dominant from Cowboys. But the run meters, they were substantially down in the run meters. They ran for 1,300 compared to 1,800 for the Cowboys. But line breaks, they had 5 and the Cowboys had 7. And then tackle breaks, it was 26-31. And so that to me says that just the Cowboys, when they get a roll on, they just absolutely crucify her. Whereas the Dragons just need to find a way to, the Broncos used to be really good at early 2000s. It's almost like that. They would miss a lot of tackles, but they were so good at, like, not panic defending, but just scramble. constant scramble.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's something that Flano and the Dragons need to work at, is just that scramble of when things don't work, instead of almost guaranteeing someone 6 points, you can find a way to, whether it's, like, Penrith do it really well. If you get down on Penrith's line, they will give away 6 agains until they get pretty much close to 10 in the bin. I was looking at my notes and watching the game. I think there was a period there, actually, I'll just to get it up. And this is just for, this is not, you know, me to go, oh, this is why Broncos lost. It's just to give you an idea of what the Penrith Panthers will do. Okay, so yeah, Broncos get down to their Penrith's 20. Panthers penalty off the scrum, so offside. They then went 6 again, penalty, and then they went another 6 again. And that is a really, you know, people would say, oh, that's wrong, it's against the rules, whatever. That's a really, you know what that does? It completely ruins momentum. And it gives you plenty of time to reset. And I wonder whether, you know, Storm used to be really good at it as well. They just go 6 again, 6 again, 6 again, and almost, you know, tempt the ref to go 10 in the bin. And so if I'm the Dragons, maybe that is a way. If we don't have the forwards to really go with teams like the Cowboys, when we're under the pump, we need to have enough wherewithal to go, okay, a 6 again needs to be pulled here to just slow everything down.
Yeah.
Because that's what it kind of felt like on the weekend. They had no way of just, like, stopping momentum.
Yeah. And if you can't slow the momentum of the Cows, you're in some trouble very quickly. Well,
Scotty Drinkwater, he will make the right decision. Yeah. He will. And then you've got guys like Val and, you know, all the boys on the edge there.
Yeah, look at the last 2 weeks. You know, Miso last week absolutely killed it. Scotty Drinkwater this week. Fullbacks over the next 2 weeks. Tommy Turbo and KP for the Dragons.
Ooh,
big test.
Ouch.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.